Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Share sponsor Lui Nishmas Haim Yakushom Le'Avas Yitzchok. We're only in Kiddushin Daf Ein Ches. The Gemara on the top of the base brings two psukim that the way the Chazal, the way the Gemara is darshing the psukim, is not the way you read the pasuk. There's a drasha from the pasuk. The first pasuk Gemara brings is the pasuk that's the sugyo. The Gemara brings the pasuk in Yecheskel that says. Meaning the Koyanim, they're going to work at Beis Hamikdash, or not going to be able to marry an almono, that's a Kohen Gadol. Kim besulas yizeh Beis Yisrael, except the sula. Ve'almono sheti almono mikoyin yikochu. And the almono that you take from an almono, you can take. Meaning you're allowed to take an almono. The Kohen is allowed to marry an almono. So Gemara asks, in the beginning of the pasuk, we speak about Kohen Gadol cannot marry Almana. The end of the pasuk speaks about Kohen, regular Kohen, who could marry an Almana. Do we say that? The pasuk is divided into two. So the Gemara says yes. And the Gemara brings a raya from a pasuk by Shmuel, beginning of Sefer Shmuel. It says the Venere Loikim Terem Yichbe, the candle of the Menorah is still lighting. Shmuel is laying down, Heichal Hashem. Says the Gemara, but you're not allowed to lay down in the Heichal Hashem. Says the Gemara, you have to read it. V'neri loikim terem yichbe kamo. V'shmuel shoychev. And Shmuel is laying down wherever he's laying down, which was outside of the Mishkan. Pe'echal Hashem, going back to the beginning, referring to that's where the ner was. That's where the candle was. So the Gemara read a rayu, the pasuk referred to two different things. But the Gemara took a pasuk, it took it out from the Pashup Shat. It says that Shmuel was sleeping Pe'echal Hashem. Gemara says, no, we're saying Shmuel was sleeping. Pe'echal Hashem refers to the ner. And then the Gemara continues and brings back to the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Because the Pasuk in Yecheskel says that a Kohen can marry Almona Mikoyen Yikochu, only a widow of a Kohen. Meaning that the late husband was a Kohen. But that's not true. The husband can be a Yisrael too. He still can marry Almona. So it says the Gemara, what the Pasuk means to say, Ashati Almona Mikoyen doesn't refer to the Pashup Shat that he will be a widow of a Kohen. But it means Shati Almono, Mikoyen Yikochu, from any other of the Koyanim, not a Kohen Gadol, they can take this Almono. Again, taking away from the Pashup Shat of the Pasuk. Now we know there's a rule. Ein Mikra Yoytze Midei Pshuto. There's always needs to be a Pshat in the Pashut way you read the Pasuk. And this, Rashi always says that he's only coming to explain Pshut Shal Mikro. And the Ramban, many times in his Pirush, goes and says a Pshat against Chazal, because go on with the Pashup Shat of the Pasuk. So must be these psukim also have a way to understand them, a peep shot. What is it? So really the Mefarshim explain them very nicely. On the Pasuk regarding Shmuel, that it says, that Shmuel sounds from the Pasuk, Shmuel is laying down, Meichal Hashem. So say by both the Pchor Shor, which is the printed here on this Gemara, and the Malmi there in Shmuel, they say, it really means Pashup Shat, Shmuel Meichal Hashem. But not literally that he was an Eichel Hashem. His mind was an Eichel Hashem. The Pchor Shor means he was sitting be'emo like he's sitting in front of Melech Malchei Hamlochim. And the Malmim says that his mindset, he was always thinking about Eichel Hashem. He was thinking about the Menorah. He was thinking about what was going on in the Eichel. So that's what it means by Eichel Hashem. Not physically, but in his mindset, he was an Eichel Hashem. And regarding the Pasuk of a Kohen, the Pashup Shat of the Pasuk means that he can marry only a widow of a Kohen. What does that mean? And really, the Rashash, what he points out over here, to look at the Vilna Goyen and his Pirush on Sefer Yecheskel, he explains the Pashup Shat. Almonos Koyen Mutarim Likach. They can take only Almon of a Koyen. How do we understand this? So really, Meshech Chochmo on this Psukim, because it's the Haftorah of Pashas Emor. So here the Meshech Chochmo goes and explains that the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk is referring to when Am Yisrael is coming back from the Golos. And when they came back from the Golos, as we learned in this Perek, there was a lot of psulim in Am Yisrael. And they didn't know who was kosher, who was not kosher. So as a maila for a Kohen, they said, a Kohen should marry only a widow of a Kohen, not a widow of a Yisrael. Why? Because a Kohen will always guard his wife very carefully, because if she had a relationship, even be'oines, she's also a baila. So when you have a wife of a Kohen, you know most probably there was no other be'ilis over here. By Yisrael, there may have been a Be'ilu Be'oinus, many people didn't know, because it didn't oyser her on her husband, so that didn't really affect the marriage. So therefore, the Kriyanim should be careful to marry only widows of Kriyanim when they're coming from Golos, and not widows of Yisrael, because maybe there was a problem here of Be'ilah Bo'inus. So there is a Pashup Shat and a Pasuk too, that Yechezkel is referring to some gzeira, a temporary gzeira there was, to marry only Almonas Kohen, even though that's not the main Indian of Yipsukim. And our Gemara is giving us the Drash, the way we understand the Drasha, based on the Pasuk, and not the Pashup Shat. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.